This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, I pointed out Peter makes it clear that having a knowledge of Jesus Christ's person, plan, provision, and promise is very important. I noted in the opening 11 verses of 2 Peter 1 that he mentions knowledge four times, three of them clearly pointing to our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he concludes the letter with the injunction to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In three of these references, you have the Greek word which means a full, clear, precise knowledge. It implies a more intimate personal relationship or an experiential knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the other two references, the word implies a partial or imperfect knowledge, leaving room for continued growth. This is also indicated in the context. You can see how these references to knowledge relate to appropriating all God wants us to know about the Christian life and experience. There have always been those who pride themselves in having a better knowledge of what Christianity is about. They let you know they have an inside hidden tract. They consider themselves to be the elite. They were known as Gnostics in the first century. But they have been around down through the centuries under different aliases. Peter warns against having mere head knowledge of Christianity, because if that's all you have less than what God intended and provided for. God wants you to have heart knowledge or experiential knowledge. As we continue our study of 2 Peter, we will see how this works. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.